Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily guide to conquering your inner critic and building a mental fortress that's stronger than any stress test life throws at you. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in this brutal cycle of self-criticism? Like you're the only one who judges every little stumble or misstep with ruthless precision? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. But guess what? There's a powerful antidote to that inner critic. It's called self-compassion. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy, feel-good concept. This is backed by solid science. Studies show that cultivating self-compassion can actually improve your mental well-being, lower stress levels, boost resilience, and even enhance your relationships. That's right, being kind to yourself can make you a happier, healthier, and more connected human being. So, what exactly is this magical elixir called self-compassion? Think of it as the ultimate act of kindness towards yourself, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels vulnerable sometimes. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Shift your inner dialogue. We all have that inner voice, right? The one that can be brutally honest sometimes, bordering on mean and quick to point out our flaws. Well, it's time to rewire that dialogue. Instead of berating yourself for every slip-up, try offering yourself words of encouragement and understanding. Imagine talking to a friend going through the same thing. You wouldn't be harsh, would you? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. 2. Recognize your shared humanity. You know that feeling when you see someone struggling and your heart goes out to them? That empathy we feel for others is incredibly powerful. But what about extending that same empathy to ourselves? Remember, everyone faces challenges, debts, and fears. You're not alone in this journey. Recognizing our shared humanity can help us be kinder and more understanding towards ourselves. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty cool. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you find yourself spiraling into self-criticism, take a deep breath, acknowledge those thoughts, and gently guide your attention back to the present. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what we're grateful for can shift our entire perspective? It's like magic. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can help you cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce feelings of inadequacy. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more critical than others. That's perfectly normal. Just like any skill, it takes practice. Keep at it, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, butterflies are doing somersaults in your stomach, and that inner critic is screaming, "You're going to mess this up." Everyone will laugh. What do? You could succumb to the panic and let self-doubt take over, or you can choose to practice self-compassion. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous before big events, and acknowledge that it's okay to feel anxious. Instead of dwelling on your fears, focus on preparing as best you can and reminding yourself of your strengths and past successes. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you're capable of learning and growing from the experience. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these principles into your daily life. Treat yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. Remember, you've got this. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Let's spread the power of self-compassion together. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with mental fitness tips. Until then, keep striving for that strong mind and an even stronger you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.